Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman, and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women who need to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day 14, and we've been talking about relationships. So now let's talk about cultivating professional relationships in workplaces where you are one or one of a few believers, meaning you're the only believer, or maybe you're one of a few. So I think in this situation, one of the best scriptures that applies is Colossians 4 and 5. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. I'll be honest with you. I'm sure there are people in your workplace that you really don't want to waste what you feel is a gracious response on. They're rude, they're backbite, they screw people over to get ahead, but you know what? That's the world's way of advancement. And that doesn't mean that as a Christian woman, that you need to adopt the same behaviors to advance. It means that as a Christian woman, you have to learn God's principles of advancement and prosperity in the workplace. And I'll tell you, the Bible has plenty of principles and examples that you can apply and model when it comes to not only this situation, but just being a Christian in today's marketplace. So focus on the call that God has for us all to live wisely among unbelievers. Focus on doing your absolute best and doing only what God asks you to do so that perhaps one day, maybe a fellow co-worker who isn't a believer, or maybe they've stepped away from the faith, or maybe they're backslidden, they're going to look at you and they're going to ask what you're doing and how they can do it too. And then you get to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you're struggling with remaining positive about co-worker relationships, check out my survival guide for Christian women that will give you the resources you need to stay uplifted, encouraged, and focused on God every day. You can find it at e-junkie.com/author of faith. And until tomorrow, stay encouraged and we'll talk soon.